That's feminism, bro, where we're exploring diverse voices in modern female strength. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I think that word has been so diluted, hijacked, and defunct, we women aren't even sure what our role is or how to perform it. But I can tell you this much, it's hella important, and we need to figure this out. I'm your host, Bridget Van Buskirk. And I was just going to talk to you a little bit about number four today. Number four, withheld love. And that's never happened before in our relationship. As a matter of fact, in the 12 years that I have parented, I have never had love withheld. So to be fair, she was probably in the right and I was probably in the wrong. I was definitely in the wrong. But as parents, this happens. Kids are annoying. And you can't really parent that away. I mean, you can correct them when they're in your face and you can correct them when they're climbing all over you and you can correct bad language or bad manners or disrespect, but you can't just be generally, you're annoying. And so it's sort of a slippery slope that I'm sure we've all slipped down before, but here's the scenario. We walk to school every morning, number two, three, and four, go to school about half a mile from our house. So when the weather's nice, we walk to school, and the other day the weather was not particularly nice. It's Ohio and it's mid-May, so it should be nice, but it wasn't. So we were sticking with the walking, and I'm kind of a little cold. We're running a little late, and the kids are just chatting. And in all fairness, they were enjoying the conversation. But we're crossing a busy street, and the conversation that I have to overhear is something along the lines of, well, you can't outrank a Shawnee if you're a Flawney. Well, you said a thousandth power could actually make the Loveys fly, so you can outrank it as long as he's a rank of a G400. So actually, you're wrong. Well, no, that's not what you said. So it's just back and forth. And then it's really just between number three and four. So 9-year-old and 6-year-old. But then number two gets involved. He's 11-year-old and he's like, well, technically you can outrank a Flawney as long as you're a Shawnee who's had at least 4 years experience. And then they both kind of get, the disagreement gets a little bit feistier. There's some shrill noises, but it's not totally an outright argument. It's just a hefty disagreement. And I'm trying to cross the street and I'm cold and they're just annoying. So I'm like, you guys are so annoying. Just stop talking. And they did, and we crossed the street. And frankly, I enjoyed the 30 or 45 seconds of quiet as we crossed the street. And then the boys start kind of running ahead when we get across the street, which is their thing. And I just throw a general announcement out like I do as we get close to school every time. Hey guys, today's Wednesday. So-and-so has lacrosse. So-and-so has ballet. We're going to get such and such done. And they moved along and everybody was fine. And I didn't realize until we'd gotten to the front of the school that number four had not taken my hand when crossing the street. And I was like, okay, girl, have a great day. I love you. And usually that is imparted with a hug and a kiss. And this time, and nothing. She said, bye, mom. And as she moved away, I was like, that was kind of rude. But I still didn't put it together. She went in. I'm like, bye, dear. Have a great day. I love you. And it wasn't until I was walking home that I realized, wow, she was mad at me for saying she was annoying. And she does take that kind of stuff very personally. To be fair, if somebody called me annoying, I would take that personally as well. But it didn't really occur to me right away. And then I was thinking, wow, she was really mad about that. I mean, she didn't even give me the hug and the kiss. So then I started thinking about how I felt about the fact that she had just withheld affection from me as a form of punishment. And frankly, I love it. I'm all in. Because she's 7. This is going to get horrendous. It's going to get worse before it gets better. She's going to be a teenager. She's going to be a college kid. This is going to get very annoying and very frustrating when she gives me the silent treatment or whatever it is. I don't know. I don't have any preteen girls. But I have a feeling that times are going to get tough between 4 and I. But I also kind of get it. Like as kids, I've seen them do a whole bunch of different things. But I have 3 sons in front of her. And every time in the past that I have punished them, especially at the younger ages, like the 6, 5, 4, 3 ages, they're sort of sitting on my lap and crying and they're angry at me, but they're also still needing me. So I've never in my 13 year resume as a parent experienced this kind of like attitude. But I kind of respect it. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do when your mom's being a jerk. And I'm being a jerk. It's not like I had anything real to say. There was no value to the punishment. You know what I mean? There was no lesson learned here. Mom thinks it's annoying when I have fun with my brothers and sisters in a silly imaginary conversation. Like, what was that? That's on me. I get that. I'll take that one to the confessional, but for now, we'll just move on from that. And we'll just think about her response. Because what else can you do? You know, parents have all the power. The kids get nothing. I noticed this in number one, who's about to be 13, who started to like chide me a little bit and like make jokes at Dad and I's expense. And as long as they're within range, I kind of also respect that one too. Like, yeah, go ahead. You get no break from this. I run everything. I can take away everything. You have to follow all of my rules. And I do run a really tight ship in my house. So if you have a chance to like, you know, have me eat crow in some way, like good on you. So I sort of loved the withholding. But I also, I was also thinking about like her power as a woman. She's 6 years old and she can identify what she brings to the table and her worth. And she can realize my mom doesn't deserve this right now. She does not deserve my hand in her hand. She does not deserve my big tight squeeze. She does not deserve my soggy wet lips on her belly or wherever those kisses land. And I like that she sees that about herself, and I want to give them something. I think my whole goal, if I had to dummy down my entire life's work into one or two thoughts, my whole goal is to give them something to make them the people that they are created to be. And that is a huge, huge task. So occasionally when I see these little bursts, I'm like, I think I'm on the right track. Yeah, it was a little sassy, but I was wrong and she was right. And I would have thought it was a little weak and docile if she just moved right along. I hurt her feelings and I degraded her by telling her she was annoying, and she stood her ground. Good news is, by the time I came to pick her up, I said, how was school today? And she was all, oh, school was great. I made a new friend. She wears all animal print, and her animal print isn't just regular colors. It's pink and it sparkles. And I think we're going to be best friends, but I don't know her name. And so we were moved on. And that also is a good trait for a strong woman to have. This was just my thought today. This is my first go at this podcast. So we'll see where we take it from here. But I think generally, it's going to be a couple little musings like this. Hopefully some questions or answers if you guys are ever looking for something. And a whole lot of constantly asking you to help me. And in doing so, perhaps I can help you make this future for these kiddos everything that it is capable of being. Anyway, have a great day. I will talk to you later. Bye. Thanks so much for joining me today. You can find me on Instagram at That's Feminism Bro and ask me any questions or just share your thoughts. Artwork's by KVB and music by Ace Parawan.